Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Adaptive reuse comes to us from the victors of war who reused their spoils. Rhode Island School of Design's professor of interior architecture, Lillian Wong, describes adaptive reuse in modern times.
Sustainability is the single defining issue of the 21st century. It has made its imprint on the field of architecture, given that the building sector is responsible for 49% of the total annual energy consumption and 46% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. By 2030, 35 billion square feet of the current U.S. building stock will have been demolished and replaced. Doing so will require enough energy to power the state of California for 10 years. Efforts to reverse this trend have brought about a new focus on the practice of adaptive reuse, in which an existing building is transformed and reused for a new purpose. While recent endeavors are driven to achieve a net zero 2030, such endeavors are hardly new. They are part of a continuum that extends many centuries back, connecting an unlikely group that includes Roman emperors, popes, Renaissance architects, present-day architects, and designers from around the world. Trajan's use of the spoils of war in the rebuilding of the Roman Forum, the reuse of the travertine from the Colosseum for Pope Julius II's rebuilding of St. Peter, the reuse of a section of the elevated freight railroad in New York City as an urban park are just a few examples of projects that share the common objective of adaptive reuse. This surrealist game of exquisite corpse is evident through time and place. Today, grain silos, convents, schools, prisons are all potential sites for this rich practice. Over the centuries, adaptive reuse has been motivated by economic concerns, preservation, history. With the U.S. Energy report that the total building sector energy consumption in the next 20 years will increase by 7.16 quadrillion BTUs, add energy conservation to this age-old list.
That was Rhode Island School of Design's Lillian Wong.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.